Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Yes, it was the weirdest thing. I've been a member of your Omex and loved it for years, but the last one I got, and I actually didn't open the box until it was already, it was 7/8/2020, but I was on a, they delivered a monthly or bi-monthly or I don't know, for years now, and I love them, and I just wanted to know why they stopped sending them.
Okay, I see.
The last one I got, like I said, the expiration date says 7/8/2020, and I went to, I've been trying to move out of my house, so there's a lot of boxes, so I went and looked around to make sure a box didn't get stuck in the middle room where all my boxes are that came in, that, because sometimes people are here helping me, so they move stuff. So I looked around, and I couldn't find an open box past only this box that was open in 7/8/2020. So I was really bummed because I took them every day.
Right, yes, ma'am. Okay, well, let's see if we can locate that for you. What would be the first and last name?
Geraldine Woodruff. You'll see me on there, probably.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, yep, got you here. And then for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
150 Woodland Drive, Sedona, Arizona, 86336.
Okay.
And I take a multivitamin every day, too, by Nature. Rainbow, because it has all minerals and stuff in it. But I'm so used to taking that with my fish oil and my vitamin C. So, I was real sad. So I bought me a B12. You have to put under your tongue. I don't really like that.
Okay, well, what I'm showing here for you there, Ms. Woodruff, it looks like that the last shipment, she was December the, let's see, what I'm showing was December the 8th, 2019, and that item was, looks like refused return to sender.
Nope, and that was a mistake or something, because when people are here, they get my mail, they've put that, that's happened before.
Okay. All right. So you want to do the subscription was canceled there when it gets returned to the warehouse. It automatically cancels that subscription as well. So it looks like that item was returned.
Well, then why do I have a box that says 7/8/2020?
I'm not sure. That's the only account that pulled up here for me.
Because 8 and 9, 10, 11... no boxes came, and now it's January the next year, and December. I didn't get that box. So those other boxes, I hadn't seen them since, I haven't seen any boxes since October. September, when I started to wonder why, if the October was going to come, and I didn't, there's been a lot going on in my life, believe me.
Okay, let's see.
I have a real pain going on right now. My son's ripped me off of money in my bank and two banks. And the only thing I could do is put my own son in jail, prison, and COVID, with the COVID going around. So, it's been hard.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, I've
also been stealing from my bank accounts.
Okay. Well, I'm going to search using just your last name to see if maybe we have another account out there that's under you instead of that one that I pulled up.
Yeah, weird. I never missed them. I always got them, and I used every one of them. Believe me. But I was so sad when I just found out this expired box was all I had, and I don't think you can take expired ones, can you?
No, ma'am. Wait, what's the date it said that one expired?
7/2020. I'm going to just trash it, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it looks like we'll have to create a new subscription here for you.
Bummer. Because I was such a good customer. If you look, I've been on them for years.
Right, yes, ma'am. Yeah, it looks like it was on the... Actually, that was a 3-pack there. We don't have the 3-month subscription anymore. All we have now is either a 2-month or a 6-month supply at a time.
2-month supply.
Okay. Looks like I have a saved payment method here that would expire in 2022. It's looks like a Visa ending in 4/6.
Well, I had to have all my cards changed, so I may have to give you a new card because bank was attacked. I had to have all my Visa cards changed. What is the last 4 numbers, and I'll tell you.
Let's see. The last 4 on that one, it's a Visa ending in 4/6/7/6.
4/6/7/6. Well, that seems like it might have been my debit card. Let me check my Wells Fargo.
Okay.
Nope, that's new. They're all new.
Okay, no problem. We can update that.
When someone starts stealing money out of your account, you kind of have to change all your cards and your account numbers. And then he ran off with the new checks they gave me before he ever left. I'm worrying about, I'm having to call my account every day now.
Oh, wow.
The guy is 45 years old, my son, and it's hard for me because mothers have unconditional love. But this was not the first time this happened. The first time this happened was when my husband died, and they sent me this paper with bold, illegal, 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 that they were going to take everything from 25 years every year and my future away from me, illegally. Uh-huh. And he took that, signed it, and took it down to their lawyer, made some kind of deal with them to get his money from my husband. So I lost everything.
Oh, wow.
And that was like 2012. And now he's trying to tell people I have dementia and trying to get all these people to say I'm crazy. So anyway, I found out that he had been doing, I even think the new car that it broke down when he left, wouldn't crank after he left. So I think he did something to it.
Oh, no.
I mean, he was insane after the police came here because he knew he was in big trouble.
Right, yes, ma'am. Okay, so let's see. If you do a 2-month here, we have a pricing for the 2-month. It would be $48 even for the 2-month supply.
And then they would just keep sending them every 2 months?
Right, yes, ma'am. It would be 2 months worth once every 2 months.
Okay, and so I'll have to give you that new card, okay?
Okay, let's see. Is the new card going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover?
It's a Visa debit card.
Visa,
I think that's what I had it on.
Okay, and whenever you're ready, we'll start with the card number.
Okay, it's 4342-5610-7689-7461, expiration 1224.
1224, okay, and then the CVV or security code?
676.
676. Okay. There we go. Got that. Okay. And then I'm assuming the shipping and the billing are going to be the same there. Address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Sedona, Arizona, 86336.
There we go. Got that. Okay. And then we've got standard shipping, so that'll be ground shipping, so that should arrive within the next 7 to 10 days.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go ahead and process this for us now.
I hope it's 7 because I really want to just get back on them. I've been feeling weird since I hadn't took them. I don't know. Maybe it's just me and the stress I've been under. But I wasn't. You know, this just happened. So I've been missing them and wondering and asking my son, "Have you seen a box?" And I had this box and I showed him. And I said, "I'm missing my fish pills. They hadn't been coming. I don't know what's going on. They should have been here months ago."
Right. Yes,
and that was the first time, and that was in November.
Okay, gotcha. Yes, ma'am. Well, this one should be, like I said, within 7 to 10 days with that one. I do have the order number. If you want to go ahead and write that down, I can read that out for you as well.
Do you have a fast shipping?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, that's the only shipping we have.
So how are you all doing up there with the COVID? Arizona's pretty high with it.
It's of course, you know, like most of the country there is still affected. It still made, you know, us have to change a lot of things here, but I would say it's not that bad.
Have you had the shot? I haven't.
No, ma'am, I have not.
I haven't either. But a lot of people are scared to have it, you know,
until they find
out if it, you know, is going to not have any side effects, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I kind of am in that thing too, but see, I live alone and I stay at home, and I just was able to drive. I wasn't able to drive from 2012 to 2017, so
okay.
I just got me a little new car, and now there's nowhere I can drive because everybody's wearing masks.
Right.
We're real high in the Arizona, so I just stay inside with the windows closed.
Right, yes, ma'am. That's the best thing to do nowadays.
Yeah, they got a law here now that even if they deliver things to you, that you and the person delivering has to have a mask on. That's how bad it is here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you have maybe any other questions for me today, Ms. Woodrow?
No, it's just that I built all of that credit up, and I'm sad that I lost it now because I was, you know, this is going to make me look like a brand new customer, and I was actually a very good long years customer. I don't know how many years I was doing it, but it was a long time.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I did see since you were a long-time customer, and I made sure I gave you the good pricing on that. So you do have a discount on your orders for those.
Well, thank you, because I don't know. Like I said, I had people helping me work to move out of this monstrous house that's just, you know, my husband died 30 years of stuff.
Oh, wow.
And 60 years of stuff of his, so it's been real hard for one woman at 60-something to try to get all this stuff out of the house, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
To donate it all, because that's about, you know, trying to have a yard sale, which, you know, the stuff is very nice, so I actually wanted to do that, but anyway, I had some real problems. My husband died. I had a car accident. It wasn't my fault. Was let go at the scene, but then a state cop pulled up. Then my lawyer told me they were going to scapegoat me for mistakes I made the same day. It was some guy who'd never drove on a motorcycle, was driving on a dirt bike, and I never saw him coming. And I've heard of those kind of wrecks, but I'd never not seen a motorcycle in my life. And then all of a sudden, something came flying through the air at 60 miles an hour, and hit, which was twice the speed limit, and hit my car, my husband's Camry, and shook it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I just rolled the car out of the road because I was in shock. And I knew it was 5 p.m. I knew people were going to be coming, so I just let it keep rolling, and I saw this little place I could pull off the road there. It was fenced up, an old driveway, and I was able to get the car off the road and open the door and ran to the road, and oh, my God, it was a man, and he was dead.
Oh, no.
Between that and my husband dying, my doctor told me I had something called MTSD. It's like a double load of PTSD. And for years, people could just take advantage of me. I had every symptom.
Oh, no.
And I'm not better now, but it took years to get this way.
Right, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I had all the symptoms, and every symptom was bad. And people have ripped me off on those years of being like that because I was not normal.
Right.
People would talk to me for 5 hours, knowing my head and my heart it was wrong to say yes, and they'd talk me right into it.
Right.
And that was one bad thing that went on for, and actually there's a contractor who owes me $20,000 and walked away, and my whole driveway of stucco is just got white holes all in it, and I just handed him a $7,300 check, and he walked away and never came back, and he owed me $13,000. And he was just not a good, he wouldn't give me any of the invoices so I could give to people I was going to sell the house, the work I did. Well,
right.
He wouldn't do that. He even fired a guy for giving me his phone number. to come back and finish the deck, to put more shine on the deck, you know. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
So anyway, and then he started telling me that he was telling men about me and where I lived and all alone, and that scared me that last day. And then he left and he never came back with that $7,300 check for them to fix the driveway.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate.
I haven't sued him yet because I was so mad at the legal system for that I was innocent and on both my probate trial and that. Well, they were billionaires, so you can guess why they won.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even have this house if it wasn't, my husband hadn't put it in my name. My poor husband, he had jumped up out of the grave and killed all his family. I mean, not killed them, but literally killed them for doing what they did to me.
Right.
You know, and then my son did the same thing then. With that illegal thing, I was going to take to a lawyer, and I knew I'd win. But he stole it and took it down there to get his money from my husband, which was $250,000. It was gone within 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he's 45 years old. He wasn't 45 then, but he's 45 years old, and he just now ripped me off again. And so the police came up. $40,000 in my account and $250,000 in another thousand. That's another quarter million.
Yeah, no, that's a lot.
And now the bank's trying to blame it on me.
Oh, no.
So they're investigating it. So I'm in a real, real horrible nightmare right now.
Yeah, that is unfortunate, Ms. Woodrow.
So I think, you know, and y'all got me with that commercial when the others turned white and that one didn't. So I've been hooked since, and a believer since, and I felt better.
Right, yeah, they do work. Those are probably one of our best-selling products.
And I'm always worrying about my heart because of my age and all the stress I've had to deal with for years, so... You know, I really do need them.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we hope those do work out for you there. Did you have any other questions for me today?
I just don't want to have to put my son in prison, but it looks like it might be the only thing I can do.
Yes,
ma'am. Even in this COVID time, and that's why I didn't want to do it. That's the only thing that stopped me, actually.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we do thank you for calling OMAX Health. I hope you have a great rest of the day, Ms. Woodrow.
Okay, you have a wonderful week, too.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Stay safe.